This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran rejected a call on Tuesday by three European countries urging it to refrain from any retaliatory attacks that would further escalate regional tensions. Iran calls it an excessive request. The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany in a joint statement on Monday asked Iran and its allies to refrain from retaliation for the killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last month. Iran has blamed Israel. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas visits Turkey on Wednesday for a two-day visit. Observers say Ankara will seek to use the visit to reassert its regional influence. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
On Tuesday, Abbas visited Moscow, underlining what analysts say is the growing importance of other countries in efforts to resolve the conflict. But Erdogan could be seeking to use the Abbas visit to re-establish his Palestinian influence, especially after the assassination of his close ally, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. But observers warn Abbas may have little interest in looking to Turkey to play a greater role in resolving the conflict. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukraine had proven again it was able to take the initiative as it presses its unprecedented military incursion into Russia's Kursk region. He said in his nightly address to the nation, "We have once again proven that in any situation, we Ukrainians are able to achieve our goals. We were able to protect our interests and then our independence." Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into the western region of Kursk last